This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Okey-dokey, 7 after the hour on the DJV program. It's Wednesday, the 20th of January, 20 days into the month, two-thirds of the way through January, and it's inauguration. Is it? You know, this is the thing that people don't know. It's my bugaboo, Victoria's bugaboo. Jay, I'm not sure how you are with the English language, but you speak well, so I'm thinking you may be in the same place that Victoria and I are in when it comes to pronouncing things. People say inaugural. Or they're sloppy with leaving out vowels and things. It's inaugural, actually, is how it's pronounced. But we all know kind of, we understand what is going on today, the inauguration of two new people to be active as country's leaders. And so where are we with all of that? We've had a lot of the nation looks like it's under siege. I think there's been a lot of over cooking of that message. This is the DJV show, by the way. The message is, in part, to Jennifer Horn. Wild winds in Southern California last night, and it knocked out the power all over the place. So Jennifer didn't have any power. So Victoria is here, and Jay Kirshner is here. And my question, as when I had this in my mind, and I don't know whether it makes a difference that Jennifer's not here. You can tell me yes or no, ladies, whether you think we should discuss it now or later. This whole feeling that we have, or many of the people in the country have, is Trump the cause of it, or is he a symptom of it in terms of the attitude? And I'm not talking about just now. I'm talking about through the course of the last 4 years, the fact that he got elected even.
He's not the cause.
No, he's a symptom.
He's a symptom, but I think that his platform gave... It gave political license to
maybe birth to people.
A lot of really. I mean, I'm trying to be diplomatic here, but a lot of really messed up stuff.
Yeah, a lot of the bully mentality.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely.
What'd you say, Jay? The what kind of mentality?
The bully mentality.
Bully mentality. Yeah, right. I'm right. You're wrong. I'm a patriot. You're not. That kind of stuff. All right. I want to kind of get a sense. That's what I feel as well. There's a lot of stuff going on here. He didn't create it.
He
sort of threw gasoline on the fire, in a manner of speaking. But maybe it was good in a sense.
That's how a lot of people feel, yeah.
Yeah, well, maybe it was good because we needed to have this stuff come to the surface. Wasn't it last week that I was talking about Vox Populi and how the talk radio of 25, 30 years ago before Limbaugh came around was so much different than it is now? And it seemed to give birth to or give license to people who are upset about a lot of things that couldn't get through their message to the powers that be. The powers that be started listening to the hosts on the radio because they could get things done. They could change people's point of view and thought. I don't know that there's all that going well. I'm not sure that that's... I don't know what our job is anymore other than to be entertaining, to be compelling, to be thoughtful, to be provocative. I was just looking at all the people that have come to this radio program in the past year or so. People from Mississippi, new stations in Minnesota and in California, New Mexico and Tennessee and Kentucky and Texas and Washington. All these new people who have come here to us because the people that run the stations, I guess, figure this is a better alternative than whatever else they have for the time period that they put us on. And is that reflective of a little bit of a change in how things have moved around since, again, I give credit, complete credit, for the rebirth of this medium and to the radio station surviving that turned to Limbaugh, and then that's burned a lot of other people who have the same point of view and do a fairly good job of presenting it. So it gave people some place to go, as Trump then gave them some place to go, and they all sort of joined in, and so all of this stuff became noisier. But if these people in the Biden administration don't get it, if they don't listen to, if they don't have some attention not to the way the message has been delivered, but to the message itself, then there's going to continue to be unrest, uproar, discontent, and distraction. So I think that Biden is actually pretty smart when it comes to these sorts of things. He was always the compromise leader. He and McCain were the compromise leaders in the Senate for many years. And so that being said or understood, at least in that body, and that body was pretty, had been pretty rough, not as rough as the House, but it was a rough, rough and tumble group. And so they figured out how to, the two of them figured out how to get things done. And they did. Look back at the years when the two of them were probably the most, more, McCain was more important in many ways than what's his face from Kentucky. I don't know.
Mitch McConnell?
Yeah. I mean, McConnell is kind of a con man, and somebody who wields power and is pushy, and those other guys weren't, at least they were subtle about it and their influence. So anyway, I think that we ought to keep that in mind, and hopefully when we're talking about this tomorrow at this time, it'll be that nothing really happened in Washington. Take all the fences down and let's move on. I thought it was interesting that Biden is going to go to church this morning with some of the congressional leaders from both parties. So there's what we're talking about there. Mm-hmm. And then he goes to the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. Obama's going to meet him there. George Bush is going to meet him there. Bill Clinton's going to meet him there. And there we go. See, that's all of the stuff that we were talking about with all these former presidents on both sides. No surprise George Bush is there at all. As a matter of fact, I'm betting we'll have a few good moments of shots between him and Michelle.
Yeah, they haven't seen each other because of the COVID. They haven't. None of the of the gang has actually been around each other. So
didn't they play a round of golf for some charity a few months ago down in Palm Beach? I thought they had
maybe
gotten together.
I don't know.
I think so. At any rate, so there's a parade sort of down Pennsylvania Avenue, which is the usual thing to honor the incoming administration. It's kind of a virtual one. And so the escort from the 15th Street walk to the White House will be the U.S. Army Band. That's pretty traditional. An honor guard, the fife and drum corps, all that stuff kind of happens. But this is pretty abbreviated. Sometimes those things would take. I remember Jimmy Carter walked the whole way. Remember that? You don't remember that, probably. 76 was actually January of 77 when he didn't get in the car at all. He and his wife walked the entire way, and it had not been done before, and he walked over. Secret Service was bananas. He'd walk over to the sidelines and shake hands with people and talk to people who were along the parade route. And it was nice. It was a good
I know the Obamas
match.
Did that for a long stretch.
Did they? I don't remember that. Yeah.
And they greeted people and along the way. And so, yeah, that was nice. That was really
So are you going to,
see.
To are the two
remember,
of you?
I don't think, I think, actually, I think the Trumps did for a little bit, too. Because I remember seeing Melania's, that light blue outfit that Ralph Lauren had done. I remember seeing her for a stretch
remember
on
that.
The on the street, yeah. Of course, it was, we remember fashion.
Do you remember that, Jay? You remember the blue dress that Melania Trump wore when she was
I cannot imagine it in my brain if my life depended on it. No, I don't remember this at all.
Okay, well, that's good. Remembering those sorts of things, kind of cool. Will there be the focus? It's already started with Harris, that cover of Vogue, when people were taking shots at what
they
she looked like.
And,
Yeah.
They decided to go with, well, after the backlash, Vogue issued a statement yesterday saying that they actually are going to print a limited run of her in, she also has a light blue pantsuit, and that was the sort of portrait that they were going to release just digitally. And then the cover of the magazine was her in, you know, in a very casual kind of outfit, which a lot of people didn't like, including apparently her team didn't even know that was going to be used on the print version. So Vogue was trying to be way too cool for school, and so now they've decided they're going to print her in the more formal, which is more appropriate. It's I don't know, it's crazy. Yeah. Vogue tries way too hard sometimes to be like too avant-garde, and just it backfires.
Don't we all, well, I would say all, but we pay attention to those who seem to try too hard in all of this. I am, by the way, I'm not burying my thoughts about Ms. Harris. but I'm willing. I'm willing. Who am I? Like some big deal. I'm hoping for the best from her. I know we're going to get a lot better and best from Biden under the circumstance. It won't always be something that we all like. It won't be something that I won't like. You know, if you look back at my history, Richard McFadden was happy to say, whenever we went through all of this, well, about 5 minutes into the administration, he'll be off of them, and it'll all be lousy from now until the end. And that's, I have been pretty critical of most of these people because they don't really, they say they're going to do something. I just don't like people who promise something and then they don't do it. But that seems to be, you know, part of the disease that happens to politicians. And people are silly enough to, you know, look back at what Trump promised to drain the swamp. He didn't drain the swamp. I wish he did. He attempted to do it, but he didn't do it the right way. And then there are all these other things in terms of the budget. I mean, I was looking at the tax stuff, and hopefully somebody's going to modify what some of these crazy Democrats think ought to be done with taxation for people, because it just isn't I remember when the cap was, I think it was $3 million or something close to that, and then it got over time raised to $12 million as to what would happen when you died to your estate. And now there are plenty of people saying, oh, it should be $1 million. Get the money from those rich guys. Yeah, it's just the fact that kind of stuff is what irritates people, because many of the small businesses in America that were created by people who, on their own sweat, they have an asset that maybe they didn't get. I know a lot of small business people that never get paid. They don't pay themselves because they don't have enough money, especially now, to do anything except just barely pay the bills. So, you know, those are things we can talk about as we go along. But it is interesting. It's an exciting day to see. We'll anticipate all the good stuff. I thought it was interesting in the parade today. The host is the the guy who played the president in Scandal, Tony Goldwyn, who's a very recognizable actor. John Stewart is there. Earth, Wind, and Fire, Nile Rodgers. We'll talk about some of the people that are performing as we move into the next half hour. Doug Steffen, along with Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner on Inauguration Day 2021. Let's inaugurate a new plan for 2021. This program, as you know, over the years, and I say years because it has been 3 or 4 years, as we've been talking to you about Calitrin, which has become America's number one, without question, way to lose weight and keep it off. And there's no toxicity to any of this stuff. It's gluten-free, it's drug-free, stimulant-free, all of that stuff, and yet it still works so marvelously well. See how the program can be so right for you. Go to toploss.com. That's their website, toploss.com. Check out all the benefits of using DJV, the code DJV at checkout. No shipping charges and buy one, get one free. That's toploss.com. Here's something really exciting. Ebons, E-B-A-N-S. You're going to hear me talking a lot, Victoria talking a lot, Jennifer talking a lot about Ebons Bakehouse because of the cookies and the bread. Exceptional baked goods and treats from Ebons Bakehouse flying off the shelves around the country. Now you can get yours directly by going to Ebons Bakehouse. EbonsBakehouse.com, where their specialty is making cookies. Victoria says, oh, well, you're not going to talk about the bread. You're going to talk about the cookies because that's what you like. Well, she's kind of right about that. But they use only the best products no matter what they're baking. Grass-fed butter from the Amish country, range-free chickens, gluten-free, no worries, taste fabulous. Get them for all of your friends and family. EbonsBakehouse.com. When you're checking out, make sure you use the discount code DJV.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. Armed Forces he commands to help defend the office of the President, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
It's 23 after the hour now on the DJV program. Hello. Doug, Doug. Every once in a while my voice goes, boop, plum, like somebody is pinching me. I'm not that lucky. All right, so here we go. Jennifer is out today because the winds are blowing 80 miles an hour. The Santa Ana winds over the hill, knocking power out all over Southern California. So she's gonzo. So we got Victoria on duty as usual. Victoria Keelan is here. Jay Kirshner is paying attention to social media. A lot of buzz on a lot of things, including Lucy. You got some splaining to do. We'll follow that right after this.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I'm able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
It's 24 after the hour now on the DJV program with Victoria and Jay. Jay's in charge of the social media. So what's the scoop? The Arnaz family, actually the real daughter of Lucy and Desi, has been asked and has responded to the casting of Nicole Kidman and Javier Bardem playing her parents. What's she saying?
Yeah, so she's a part of it, and she's backing the casting. She's saying that this film is not going to be about Lucy and Ricky Ricardo. It's about her real-life parents. So that kind of tells us it's probably going to be a little bit more dramatic and maybe Nicole Kidman.
You mean about the real lives that Lucille and Desi live, not what they did on television?
Yeah, she's like, this is a story about my actual parents, my actual mom, my actual dad. And so,
they're one and the same. I mean, they're both.
Yeah, Deborah Messing is campaigning that she should get it, but Lucy Arnaz is even like, no, I stand behind this. It's Nicole Kidman and Javier Bardem.
Yeah. All right.
But it definitely spurs the question of, if a movie was made about your life, who would you have to play you? Who would you want to cast to play you?
Victoria?
Oh,
who's
I don't
playing
know.
You? Oh, come on.
Oh.
I think it was.
Like, I've never thought about that.
Yes.
How have you not thought about it?
I know, right? If, what's his name? Ted Knight was still alive, he would play you, Doug, for sure.
You know, people have said that before. Yeah, that would be.
Yeah, I mean, that's a given. Okay. Every time we see him in any old movie, Lewis always looks at me and he's like, that's Doug.
Yeah.
That's completely Doug. I don't know, Jay. I'd have to really think about it. I don't know. Jay, who would play you?
Mandy Moore.
Oh, that's good casting. Okay.
Mandy Moore's a country singer, is she not? Isn't she a country
singer? She started
singer?
Out as a pop singer, kind of like the bubblegum pop sing. I've been seeing Mandy since Candy. But she's also an actress.
She's on This Is Us, Doug. She's
Which one is she?
She's the white
the
girl.
The mom.
Yeah.
Rebecca Pearson.
Yeah. All right. She's, say again, Jay, who she play?
She plays Rebecca Pearson, the mother character on This Is Us.
Oh. All right. I don't watch that show. I've seen it a couple of times. I'll have to do a little IDBM or whatever it is. IMDb. That too. All right. So yesterday, go ahead. What do we have on Popcorn Day?
Oh, on Popcorn Day, it is, let's see, we had some fun facts. We also kind of posed the question of, do you like flavored popcorn? How many people like actual flavored popcorn versus the OG buttered popcorn? And buttered popcorn still reigns supreme.
Really?
Buttered popcorn, throw a little bit of salt on it. Pretty much.
You know how bad that stuff
that.
Is for you, though. That's
the
not really butter.
Salt.
Popcorn?
No, the butter that you it's not butter. It's some kind
of
greasy.
Oil.
Yeah, but it's not
so
good.
Wait. So when you go to the movie theater, you don't put anything on your popcorn?
I do, but it's not good for me.
Okay.
I think about it as I eat it and like the taste of it. I know that it's not good for me, and so you know that's the reality. Is you give up a lot of times. You give up a lot for taste. People prefer, they think about the taste of something over whether it's good for them or not. Do I like the taste? If it's good for you and it tastes good, wow, then it's a success. But if it doesn't, if it's good for you, it tastes lousy, see you later. 28 and change after the hour here on the DJV program.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. At SEMA 360, Chevrolet will showcase a 1977 K5 Blazer converted to all-electric propulsion. The K5 Blazer E is a functional proof of concept of the upcoming electric connected and cruise package. Chevrolet Performance plans to sell in the second half of 2021. During the virtual event, Chevrolet Performance will survey SEMA members interested in building their own electric projects to help finalize Chevrolet's initial e-crate offering. For more automotive tech news, you can go to testmiles.com.
Stay on these roads. The Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive features the most advanced all-wheel drive system in its class. Enhanced traction helps you better navigate changes in driving and road conditions. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive.
Carmen's startup found an angel investor, but now they're asking for a miracle from her development team.
Hello, this is Carmen. That's exciting news. I guess we could launch early.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
For the inauguration ceremonies, approximately 191,500 U.S. flags were placed on the National Mall to represent the Americans who were unable to travel to Washington. At noon, Joe Biden will be sworn in as the 46th President of the United States. President Trump granted clemency to former White House aide Steve Bannon as part of his final day pardons, but did not pardon himself, members of his family, or lawyer Rudy Giuliani. In comparison, Trump has issued roughly 150 pardons. President Obama issued over 1,900 pardons. Officials have suspended a search for a California boy who was swept into the Pacific Ocean on Monday at a beach in San Mateo County, California. 12-year-old Arane Pruthi was at Caldwell Ranch State Beach, about 30 miles south of San Francisco. The high waves pushed his father and 8-year-old brother to shore, but Arane was pulled out to sea. USA Radio News.
The Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Square Sweepstakes is back. Every time the score changes, someone wins $50,000. Plus, two grand prize winners will win $500,000 they could use toward their dream home. See rules and enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 55.
No purchase necessary. Legal residence of the 50 U.S. and D.C. of age of majority. Ends February 4th. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030. The NFL is not sponsored promotion in any way.
What's in store this week at Staples?
Printing you new signs for the times.
Get back to business with custom printed signs and sales materials. Staples has hundreds of designs to choose from, or just upload your own.
And now at Staples, get 25% off custom flyers, brochures, postcards, or labels when you spend $70 or more.
Some items printed same day when ordered before 2 p.m.
Save big on custom printing at Staples. Ends 227. Exclusions apply. Limit one offer per customer. See store associate or visit staples.com/custom prints for details.
As thousands of people make their way through South and Central America for a better life in the United States under Biden's expected immigration policies, USA Radio News' Tim Berg reports on the latest.
Another Central American migrant caravan is heading north towards the U.S. border. It's estimated to be between 7,000 and 8,000 people strong. The migrants leaving Honduras and hoping Joe Biden's new immigration policy will allow them into the United States. Biden is telling the group to slow down, and former acting director of ICE, Tom Homan, says
his words matter, and it's saying to, you know, delay it. We're going to take care of you in the near future, but don't come right now. Too little, too late. The promises he has made is going to entice people to come to this country, no matter what he says now. It's already started. The criminal gangs have already figured out the transportation routes. The caravans are already loaded up and coming, and more is going to come. You're going to see a surge at the border that we've never seen before because of the words of Joe Biden.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
No matter who wins the Super Bowl this year, history will be made.
No matter which teams make it to the Super Bowl in February, history will be made at the game. Sarah Thomas will become the first female official to work a Super Bowl. Thomas will serve as the down judge for the officiating crew. She's worked four postseason games in her six seasons with the National Football League. She became the league's first female on-field official in 2015. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Excuse me, wipe off that sourpuss. Let's get back to making people smile here and there, or at least think about what it would be like to have a good day and have a happy day. What if everything was not only working out just fine, but today, Inauguration Day, you're actually thinking, okay, well, we're ahead of the game. We're feeling better, and we know things are going to be better. And it has nothing, as I said before, nothing to do with Trump. It just is kind of lifting. Change always brings us thoughts of things that are new, perhaps better. And so that's the thought I'm holding anyway. Dreaming about good stuff, thinking about good stuff, hold that thought. Thoughts are things. Speaking of thoughts, apparently the folks that own the New York Mets, some sports news here, were thinking that they need to make a change. So they fired Jared Porter. He said apparently, what took him so long? Four or five years ago, this guy.
Yeah, they have a brand new owner. Stephen Cohen is the new Mets owner. And so when this guy was the general manager. So when Stephen Cohen took over and then started looking at, you know, who works for the organization, these charges were still there. Nothing had ever been done about it.
Mm-hmm.
He issued an apology. He sent a bunch of nude pictures, and he sent 62 unwanted text messages and seven photos, some of himself, some of other people. nude photos to a sports reporter, a female sports reporter, who Great. Basically said to him, like, stop it, this is inappropriate. And so she never came forward because she said it would negatively affect her career because this guy was pretty powerful.
Yeah,
and
blacklisted.
So, yeah, and that's what she was afraid of, and that's what keeps a lot of women quiet.
Yep.
A lot of people.
Period. I told you a story about my son and the script that turned into a TV show, and he was told if he made a lot of noise about it, he'd be blacklisted and never get any work.
Yeah.
So it happens, and that's
yep.
one of the other things that we need to have. We need to be able to express ourselves, and that's one of the true values of programs, you know, radio stuff and people, and social media, frankly, to a point. Social media, if properly run and available to people, can serve to help correct a lot of wrongs. Problem is, we don't really know where to draw the line, it would seem. Mm-hmm. So, at any rate, okay. So now a moment for Don Sutton, who is a Baseball Hall of Famer, famous right-hander, 300-game winner, 324 games to be specific. He struck out 3,574 batters over 23 seasons in the majors. He was a player from the mid-60s to the late 80s. Passed away yesterday at the age of 75. He spent the first 15 seasons with the Dodgers. He was the all-time leader there to that point, 233 wins. Pitched for the Astros, for the Brewers, for the A's, the Angels, and then he went back to the Dodgers for his last season. That was really well received. I remember, well, there were other people whose name, I remember his name, you know, you talk about what I don't know about any kind of sports. I've always been interested to a point. If there was a sport I was interested in, it was always baseball. And at the time he was important, let's not say popular. Sandy Koufax was a big factor. Don Drysdale was a factor. But this guy, Sutton, went out there and he went the distance. He was known for his durability, consistency. He could make the whole game. And I think that's unheard of now. Is there a pitcher that makes the whole game anymore, anywhere? They bring him in for a few innings and they take him out. 7 innings maybe is the most you ever get out of a pitcher. He never missed, never, ever missed his turn in rotation, ever. 756 games over his career he started, and he was there. The third most all-time, Cy Young and Nolan Ryan were the only other ones who never missed a turn at rotation. He came close in many different respects, but he never quite got to the top of the heap. He pitched for 5 pennant winners as a member of the Dodgers. He participated in the World Series. The Dodgers lost all of them, falling to the A's in 74, the Yankees in 77 and 78. He also fell short in his first 4 years of eligibility for the Hall of Fame. But the fifth time, 1998, was the time that he got in. He was the only player elected by the Baseball Writers Association by the vote of, he had 81.6% of the vote, which is pretty unusual. Don't usually get that many. So the passing of Don Sutton, whose career deserved a moment of our time or two. Now, let's see here. Referee Sarah Thomas. Remember her? She got into the NFL. She's going to be on the officiating crew for the Super Bowl, first female official in the game's history. The referee, Carl Sheffers, and his crew will be in Tampa. Let's see here. She's going to be on the crew, Dom Judge. She's going to be on the sidelines. Isn't that where? I don't know where the Dom Judge is. And where the Dom thing is that they stick on the ground.
They move
is that
along
that is?
For the downs.
Yeah,
so they
right.
yeah, they help, they'll have to, you know, first down, whatever it is, they have to officiate over that to make
so,
sure all the downs are legal.
What is this a sign of, ladies? Jay, Victoria, what is this something,
it's
I suppose
great.
Maybe Jay asked the question about, is it about time on social media or what, some kind of reflective question about her being acknowledged as the first woman to be an official in the Super Bowl. But I wonder if that's... I don't know. I just kind of want to know.
Yeah, it's
people's
about time.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, we'll get this posted. So definitely join the conversation. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at DJ V Show. Words are hard, man.
DJ V Show. So what do you think about, do you think that there's too much, I think we've had this conversation before you got on to the program, but Victoria and I don't agree necessarily on this. The the fact that people spend so much time talking about the unusual rather than acknowledging that these people are the most qualified, sometimes we get lost in, okay, the first female to do this, or the first black person to do that, or the first Italian to do this, or the first Latin, you know, that kind of stuff, rather than acknowledging that they are human beings first, and then they have whatever distinctive qualities that make them, that make this noteworthy. What bothers me about all these things is that it's taken this long to get them there, and we make
a big deal
out of it.
Well, not everybody. I guess some people don't want to see progress, but no, I think for, you know, and I don't think you and I disagree on this. I think it's, you know, I think it's a great thing to acknowledge the first of everything. You know, the first man on the moon. No one seems to have a problem with saying the first man on the moon, so why not the first female referee at the Super Bowl?
I wonder, first. When are we going to have the first woman on the moon? Is that going to be in 2024? I think one of the astronauts scheduled to go up there in late 23 or 24, the couple of women on that list.
I think there are two women in that group.
In television news, CBS has changed its handle for All Access. Let's find out what that is and why they're doing it. Plus, a husband and wife acting team get busy. The husband gives the wife a bikini wax. We'll find out whether you two would let your husbands give you a bikini wax as we continue here. 42 past the hour on the DJV program. Let's focus on your nose, shall we, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, and talk about Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E, becoming quickly a household name. We talk about it a lot here and have been for the past couple of months. A lot of people are recognizing now because they're calling attention to the product, which has been around for a while, but maybe it has more significance now, ladies, because of the reality of what's going on in our world. The COVID thing makes us think about what goes into our bodies and what makes us sick through our nose and our eyes. Well, you can't too much about what's going into your body through your eyes, but you sure as heck can do something about flushing out the allergens, the dirt, the germs, the viruses without drugs in your nose. The nose knows. It's a natural way. There's no drugs involved in this whatsoever. The nose gets cleaned out, goes in the back of the nose, and comes out the nostril. I don't want to be too graphic, but that's how it works. And Victoria's been using it pretty much every day. You'd get one of these to you, Jay. You probably would appreciate it as well. You'd all appreciate having this system available for you to use every day or every couple of days, whatever. However, when you feel like you need to clean out your nose, you need the Navage nasal care system. Find out all about it. You know the old, hear ye, find out. What is it? Read all about it. Well, find out all about it at Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E, Navage.com.
The riots at the Capitol building gave the Democrats the ammo to launch yet another impeachment effort against President Trump. But could this backfire? I'm Jeff Charles, sociopolitical correspondent with LibertyNation.com. The Democrats recently filed articles of impeachment that likely won't even be reviewed until President Trump is out of office. In their zeal to harm Trump, the Democrats don't seem to realize that using taxpayer money to pull the nation through another impeachment fiasco is exactly the type of over-the-top response that will probably push the American public to turn on them in 2022. But, as Napoleon Bonaparte said, never interfere with your enemy when he is making a mistake. The Republicans would do well to take that advice. Learn more at LibertyNation.com, conservative news you can trust.
Is your prostate waking you up more often than your alarm clock? The fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart. Visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
2021 is the perfect time to add a healthy new habit to your daily wellness routine, good nasal hygiene. We all know there's bad stuff in the air, allergens, bacteria, viruses, and that some of it's very dangerous. So what can you do to protect yourself? Well, you can clean your nose with Navage. Your nose is the body's air filter, and with Navage, you help your body defend itself by flushing out the crud and germs. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the world's only nose cleaner with powered suction. Navage is easy to use, affordable, and it has over 40,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Join millions of Navage users to relieve congestion and allergies, breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and feel healthier without drugs. At Navage.com, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, Target, and Rite Aid. You wash your hands and brush your teeth every day. Let 2021 be the year you start cleaning your nose with Navage. N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life. Navage.
Coming up on 46 after the hour, the Wednesday, January 20th, inaugural day on the DJV program. Well, there are other things going on beside the inauguration. I don't know how many of you are watching CBS All Access. There are programs on it I want to see, but I never seem to have the time to watch them. They're going to change it to Paramount Plus, because Paramount is the parent company of CBS, or actually Viacom owns CBS, Paramount, and a whole bunch of other stuff. So they're going to relaunch. And if you've noticed, a lot of there's a Paramount channel on cable. That's where the Kevin Costner thing shows up.
Right, right.
Yeah.
I think the rebranding is really important here. Because
why?
Even just for, well, because CBS, and you know, has a sort of, stigma. But it has, it definitely has a connotation. It's
old.
Yeah, that it's old.
Old.
Yeah, and so I think that
most
when
of the
you're
stuff I watch on TV is on CBS, folks. She knows
right.
that. That's why.
Like you're keeping old. CBS in business.
I'm keeping.
And so yes, so I think it's a good thing to rebrand it because they also have all the Paramount properties. So there's going to be they'll have movies and they'll have other things in there. But CBS All Access was a terrible name, and they didn't really have a lot of takers. And they tried to put
it didn't
exclusive
mean
stuff. It didn't mean anything. And they tried to put exclusive stuff on it. But like The Good Fight, you know, the spinoff from The Good Wife, they stuck that there where no one got to see it. They had a whole brand new Twilight Zone that I'm forgetting his name now of who the director who
Star Trek thing.
I
don't know why
saw.
They didn't put. They had the best summer ratings they'd ever had, or certainly for a long, long time, happened when they put The Good Fight on. The three-year-old shows that were on last year ago last summer. Nobody knows why they didn't put them back on again, because that's the show everybody wants to see. I want to see it.
Yeah. I know. So I think I think rebranding in this case, I think it's a good move for them.
Yeah. All right. So who are the husband and wife team that are doing – well, she's not bikini waxing him, right? He's bikini waxing her.
Yes.
So Kira Sedgwick, who's a very likable actress –
she's got a new comedy coming out soon.
Kevin Bacon, yep, right. She was great in The Closer, which was a long time television. It was a cops and robbers kind of thing. She said, it became clear at one point to me, both of us, that I needed a bikini wax. Part of me was like, how hard could it be? I watched these amazing ladies do it all these years. I didn't really think it would be that hard. So Kevin, she says, is handy. However, the task proved to be much harder. I'm not saying it was a disaster, but the fact that we didn't have to go to the emergency room was was a miracle. There were moments where I was like, my God, what are you doing? That's such a huge piece. Anyway, not much. She didn't talk much about what Bacon did, but you can use your imagination. Reminds me of the time on the air I asked what a Brazilian was. Were you here when I asked that question, or was that before you came?
No.
Yeah, okay.
Thanks.
Okay.
Did you find the answer?
Yes, I did, as a matter of fact. 10 before the hour on the DJV show.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day. And our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Fifty-three past the hour. The Daily Tech Talk time is upon us. Victoria Keeler is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen to do the honors with all the things going on in the world. Interesting to keep up to date on some of these important stories. And in a moment, we're going to get situation for those of you who are flying. We'll find out what you'll be able to, what'll make things work in the plane technologically after this.
Those big wireless companies try to lure you in with a new phone just to lock you into a contract. Not Simple Mobile. If you have a great smartphone you love, you can get a powerful nationwide 5G network without the contract. Just text the word BYOP to 611611 to see if your phone's compatible. Simple Mobile. Out with the old, in with the simple. Message and data rates may apply. Visit simplemobile.com/privacy policy for privacy policy and the terms and conditions at simplemobile.com/terms and conditions. Compatible 5G capable device and SIM required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. 5G network not available in all areas. 5G upload speeds not yet available.
All right, so Victoria, what's going on with the people on the plane or getting access to the plane and access to some kind of digital electronics?
No, this is not that. So this is about actually having access to traveling internationally in the era of COVID. So it's the International Air Transport, Air Transport Association, the IATA. It has a Travel Pass app. So flying internationally might sort of feel like normal, and we might be able to get back to normal sooner than we think. The app works like an electronic wallet, so travelers can upload and store their digital health certifications and records for COVID tests and inoculations. And so it'll all be on your phone. So it'll make things so much easier instead of traveling with paper documents and having the TSA verifying things. This is all going to be on your phone in the app. And so they've been working with Singapore Airlines. They've been doing a lot of trials with it. Apparently it's been very successful.
And they're very,
very seamless.
Progressive. Singapore is a very well-run airline. Yep.
So the IATA's head of Airport Passenger and Security Solutions Airlines said that they expect most of the world's major airlines will be using this app by March, which is great news. IATA also says that they believe that airlines will reach a cash profit by the end of the year, but it'll look very bleak in the short term. The CEO of the company said that countries and governments making decisions to shut down borders and adding COVID testing measures without removing quarantine requirements are basically making things worse. So they said that the approach tells us that these governments are not interested in managing a balanced approach to the risks of COVID. They appear to be aiming for a zero COVID world, which is just not going to happen. That's like saying a world that has no common cold. It's not going to happen. So the travel pass will enable travelers to upload and store their test results, which is now something that pretty much every country will require or already has. So if you're traveling internationally, you're going to have your negative test results within 2 days of travel. Your vaccine records will all be on this digital app, and so it also helps.
If you have been vaccinated, you know, if you've been vaccinated, you don't need to have tests. You just have the vaccine. I think isn't that how that works?
I think if you had, I'm not sure what the stipulations are, but if you have not had the full course of the vaccine plus a 2 week waiting period afterwards, then you'll need to have your tests in there too. Yeah.
You'll have to teach me how to do this so that I can have it on my iPhone. Yes. All right. So that's that story. That's good. I got pretty much the gist of that. Gaming company Razer has introduced a new high-tech prototype COVID mask. Let's listen to this.
The Geek Out.
Big news from last week came from a gaming company, but it really wasn't a gaming product. It was Razer showing off Project Hazel, a futuristic-looking mask with practical features and protections for our new virus-conscious world. Now, the mask is in the style of a military gas mask, but it's sleekly modernized and far less bulky, but it does have active ventilation and filtering. It's also transparent with LED lighting on the inside that allows the covered bits of your face to be visible to others for something like lip reading. It also comes in an auto-sterilizing case with UV light. Now, Project Hazel is just a concept, but you can definitely see how products like this have a future in a post-COVID world. We've tweeted links with pics and details over at The Geek Out.
If you're very quiet, you can hear it. The joy, the freedom, the crunch from 100% whole grain oats. Stay outside longer with Nature Valley Oats and Honey Crunchy Granola Bars. We are better outside.
All right, here's the latest news from the electronic automobile or vehicle department.
Yeah, the electric vehicle startup company Rivian has raised another $2.5 billion, which makes it one of the most well-funded electric vehicle startups in the world. The cool thing is they're going head-to-head with China's NIO now, which also has billions of dollars in the bank. And they've got $8 billion in their coffers so far, and they've got Ford behind them. They've got a lot of real, and Amazon behind them. It's really interesting. That pickup truck, the R1T pickup and the R1S SUV, gorgeous, gorgeous vehicle, so they'll be out soon.
Yeah. All right. Screw the Chinese. Don't be thinking about that one. Let's do this
one. All made in America.
Love it. Thank you.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.